What is it? Did you get in an argument with Soraya?
Do I look like the type who'll fight with my wife?
So why do you look like that?
Your uncle is bringing someone else to the factory to replace Sahil.
So who is it?
How should I know? If it's not me, I don't care who it is. Mirza, go forward with this as fast as you can. As much as I tried to show my worth, it was useless. Your father prefers strangers.
Hey, Manusheh. Soraya wants to talk to you.
When she says Soraya wants to talk to me, it means she wants to talk to me. Excuse me.
Has something happened?
Behzad, I'm worried about the distance that's been created between us because of the mistakes of others.
I'm not in the mood for hearing any more lies. I'm after the truth.
Well, if it's the truth you're after, you'll have to be able to tolerate hearing it.
I probably can.
Very well. You and Soraya have an aunt named Fatima. Now what's bothering you, darling?
Where is she? Why hasn't she been around all this time? Where have they hidden her?
Her mother was your grandfather's second wife. Hesam and your father thought of the second marriage as shameful for the family.
So, where is she now? What role did she have in the matters regarding the lands in Saratabad?
I don't know anything about that at all.
You don't know anything, right?
Why are you acting like this? I struggled a lot to raise the two of you, you know.
Look, Mother, stop repeating that sentence so much. Why do you lord it over us so much? I already know you weren't happy about your life with my father. I already know you barely tolerated him. But no one had asked you to sacrifice your own life. After that poor guy's death, you could have went and gotten married again. You could have gotten another husband. No one was stopping you.
Yes. In fact, I've had suitors as well. But they didn't let me.
Who?
Your uncle didn't. He said I should focus on the children and he would provide everything for me. And he did provide. There's no reason for me to lie. He really loves you a lot. After he dies, he wants another Firuz Anfar to take over everything. And he's a man of his word.
I see.
What are you after? You want to be independent? To have your very own freedom? I didn't have freedom for myself. Whether in my father's house or my husband's house. Your father didn't like to be under your uncle either. But he wasn't a very smart person. He wasn't a good businessman. I really love you a lot, Behzad. Whoever's told you whatever they've said, with what purpose in mind, listen well, my son. Don't rush to believe it. I'm afraid you won't come back.
You're fine. Where were you these past few days? I was so worried.
Forget it. I'm not worth anyone getting upset over.
Where the hell were you? You don't ever want to stop being such a useless bum, right?
Let him catch his breath first, then you can start with the interrogation. Did you have dinner, darling?
Yes, I did, Mother. You should learn a bit from Mum.
I'll teach you something.
Argavan.
Yes?
Let him rest a bit, then I'll get it out of him myself where he was these past few days.
But you're always at home. I know what goes on out there. I know how to talk to him better.
Argavan, dear.
Yes.
Quiet the neighbors.
Okay.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
I know, Argavan. You're right. But I'm not to blame, okay?
Don't act all innocent for me. Your phone is with you. Why do you lie so much? What wrong did our poor mother do that she loves you so much? What wrong did I do that I always have to worry about you?
You didn't do anything wrong, but I couldn't call either.
How come? Where were you? What was wrong with you? Why couldn't you call?
It's just... I was stuck in jail. There was a wedding and...
Where were you?
I was in jail. There was a wedding with a mixed crowd and they came and arrested some of us. Do you have to say these things so you get upset?
Just say you were doing drugs.
If we had drugs, come on, would they let someone out with drugs so easily, huh? Come on, think about it.
Sina, we're worried about you. We're just thinking of you, do you understand?
Yes, I swear, I understand, but I was in jail for 3 days. How would I get my hands on a phone to call you, huh? I swear, if their wedding organizers hadn't arranged our bail, they wouldn't even have let us out now.
Weren't you supposed to work with your buddy in a boutique? This is what happens when you're a useless musician.
Argavan, for once, just listen to what I'm saying. I didn't start off like this. I'm not just a useless musician like the rest of them. I didn't get to this point all alone. You were standing beside me, all of you. Do you remember the first time I sang, huh? You and Mom and Homer all praised me so much and applauded me. Why? Because then I had a good voice. You said, good job, your voice is just like so-and-so. You should also learn to play an instrument. So you can play and sing all at once. It was all that praise that made me what I am. As worthless as spit. A useless musician? Yes, I am. I know it, but Argavan, I spent 2 years of my life to study at the music academy, and I got tired of dancing to a tune I didn't like. You kept telling me, do this, don't do that, study, don't study, play, don't play, come, don't go. That's enough already. I'm fed up with it. Just try to understand me. Don't look down on me so much. I'm right here under your feet. Just take a look at me.
Whatever I've said up until now was for your own sake, and I'm saying it now. From tomorrow, you have to come home by 10 at night.
What's that mean, Argavan? Why don't you understand anything I say? What wedding ends at 10 at night? Tell me, and I'll go there and sing and dance for you then.
Quiet down. What's wrong with you? Don't make things worse than they already are. It's supposed to be Orma's birthday. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my darling.
A wish. God willing, this year, this ring will come off this finger and go on.
God willing. See that day. I really doubt it.
Oh, okay. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, come and open your
gifts. Wait. Let me take a picture.
Smile.
Smile, everyone.
Everyone say cheese.
Now come open your gifts. This is from Mr. Sina.
Oh, thank you. Well
that's
done,
so
Prince
nice
Charming.
Of you.
Well, you know,
this
that's how
is
I
for
am.
Mother. Take them all and open them.
It's really nothing, my darling.
And this, let me see. One is from me. You can't pass it back.
Let me see. Look at the fancy wrapping. Thank you very
Happy
much.
Birthday.
Get up.
Thank you very
get
much.
Get up now.
No.
Come on.
I've got a headache. I'm going to sleep.
Sina.
Sina.
Clap.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Did you want something with me?
We sent this to the printing company. It'll be ready by next week. We're supposed to have a meeting with the factory manager in order to renew the contract.
And?
Don't you want to answer your phone?
Excuse me.
No problem.
Hello, Manucha. Hello?
Hello, Manucha, why didn't you say anything? Hello?
Why didn't you want to speak to her with Bizard at all? Sure, I'm sorry.
Hello. Hold on. Excuse me, I'll be right back. Give me one of those. Thanks a lot. Hello, Manucha.
Hello.
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 Hi, Bizarre. Can you hear my voice?
Why did you call and not say anything?
Oh, man, it was a big miss. It was your uncle that called with my phone.
You really are an idiot. Why would you give my uncle your phone?
Yes, brother. Leave it and we'll load it up tomorrow at 8 a.m. What?
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Well, what did you expect from me then? Eh? Are you a genius? How should I have known what he'd do?
Well, come on, man. You could say your phone's broken, the battery's dead, you forgot to bring it.
Shh, the things that you say, it really burns me up, you know? One time that a
Hello,
distinguished
sir.
Person... How's it going, man? Want something from me and I should say no?
What can I say, Manucha? What can I say? I mean, I really feel sorry for my sister that she's married a big stupid idiot like you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello,
hello there, sir. Mr. Farumzanfar, aren't you coming?
I'll be right there, sir. I'll be right there.
Why did you hang up? Hello, Soraya, is that you? Nothing, man. My reputation's been ruined. Your uncle called and told me to go to his office. I don't know what he schemed for me. Bizarre
hello there,
doesn't
sir. How are you doing? Yes.
Hello,
I have
sir,
an urgent
fine.
Matter to
yes,
discuss,
all right,
sir.
I'll be with you. That Bizard of yours isn't
excuse
answering
me,
your
sir,
uncle's
but
call.
It's
yes,
very
right,
urgent.
Brother. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Look, Bizard started
just
to
five
say...
Just 5 minutes,
then
please.
I'm coming, bro. Just go and I'll be right there, okay?
You're late, Ms. Zania.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. The metro was crowded.
Yes.
And the traffic. Well, you know it better than me, and I got really delayed at the bank to get these. Here you are. The copies of the balance checks and the account statement for your client. Here you are.
Are you all right?
Fine, thanks. I've also got some good news for you.
What? Are you going to get married?
No, it's not that great. I was able to find the land that the accused, Ms. Faroki, had transferred to his wife's name.
Well, that's really great. That way my client will collect his debt.
Mr. Nikar?
I'll be right there, ma'am. By the way, Dr. Davoodi has called twice this morning.
Oh, man, like I don't have enough to do. And that Mr. Davoodi has become a world of trouble.
He's difficult, but he's wealthy as well. We shouldn't lose a client like that.
Yes, you're right.
He broke his leg. It would be good for you to visit him. Did you manage to get the registration for Farumzanfar?
I completely forgot to tell you. I've been in a rush. I'm sorry. Yes, I went after his case as well. I was able to get the probate statement for his family. There was the name of a lady among the inheritors. The name was Fatima Farumzanfar. Based on the date of her birth, I think it's the same aunt that Bizard Farumzanfar had mentioned.
Did you tell him?
Not yet. I thought I'd consult with you first. Then if you saw fit, I'd contact him. I think it'll be really important news for him.
Very well. Contact him. See me later. We need to talk.
All right, sure. Hello, Mr. Farumzanfar. Thank you very much. Mr. Farumzanfar, I managed to find your family's probate statement.
Are you serious?
There was a lady's name on it. Fatima Farumzanfar, who I think is the aunt that you mentioned.
And?
Actually, unfortunately, there was no address or any other information about
it. Mr. Farumzanfar.
But there was a letter of consent attached to the statement.
Which showed she and her mother, named Taranj Azimi, had previously forgone their inheritance by getting some land from your father and uncle. Therefore, your claim regarding your uncle stealing from her has been completely wiped out.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I just wish we could find a clue or some sign of where my aunt could be. She might have information about my father's death that could be useful to us.
Yes, I know. I understand what you mean. but it's a very difficult task.
What do you think about placing an ad in the paper?
I had another suggestion.
There he is. It's him. Uncle Hassan.
Very well. I'm going. Excuse me, where's the management office?
You need to go this way.
Thank you.
Please come in.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Is Mr. Farooz-Anfar here?
He's not. You are...
Oh, that's too bad. I'm his sister's daughter.
Thank you for coming.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I was talking to Uncle's wife, and she said he's not feeling well, so I thought I'd drop by to see how he's
doing. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, that's kind.
No,
well, since he's not here, could you do something, please, for me?
Yes, of course.
When Uncle comes, give these flowers to him.
Oh, why don't you just wait a bit? He'll be back in half an hour.
That's all right. I've got work to do, and I'll be late. I'll call him myself later.
Whatever you prefer.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Take care. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot. Hello? Doctor? Doctor?
Come! I'm here!
Oh my, what happened?
Come!
Why have you fallen here?
Oh!
Let me help you.
Oh, you don't need to!
But what happened?
After I opened the door for you, when I was going back, I fell down.
But why did you open the door for me? Where's your servant?
Sit down, please. I fired him.
Oh man, but Doctor, why do you fire everyone that comes here?
Oh, because they don't work properly. And they're all thieves. Their eyes are on things in this house. And when they see me in a cast, well, they get tempted. You know I can't just put my trust in just anyone.
Yes.
Excuse me. Please give me one of those CDs. If that horse of mine hadn't bolted, I wouldn't be in the state I am right now.
It's true that your horse bolted. But why don't you keep your own age in mind?
My own age?
Now, have you taken your heart medication?
It seems as though... Oh, it's a good thing you mentioned it. It's over there above the chimney. I'd quite forgotten. If it's no trouble, give it to me, please.
It's no trouble.
On your way, turn off the record player. By the way, have you had lunch?
No, but I'm not very hungry.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Excuse me, Mr. Farooz-Anfar. A lady had come to see you earlier.
But I didn't have any appointments. Who was it?
Well, she said she was your sister's daughter.
My sister's daughter?
Yes. They had bought some flowers for you. I put them on your desk.
I've got a terminal illness and I'm about to die. If it's not much to expect, I'd like to see you before I die. Fatima, the sister you've forgotten for years.
Thank you.
About the land in Famania, the judge has passed his judgment already. But it seems like they've stopped them. Your boss knows more about it. Can you get the details for me?
The truth is, I haven't completely reviewed your case myself yet, but if there's anything that can be done, Mr. Nikar will certainly do it.
Look here, Miss Azania, my patience has its limits. It's been 2 years since I came back here. The only reason I came back is to get all my lands back and then go back home. Mr. Nikar said it would take 1 year, and it's already been 2 years and nothing's happened.
I really doubt Mr. Nikar would make such a promise to you, because these cases usually take several years before they're settled.
So do you mean to say that they have tricked
me? No, I didn't say that at all. Don't misunderstand me, Doctor.
But that's what you're saying. It means you told me something to get me involved, and now you're wasting my time.
No, it's not like that. And Mr. Nikar had told me the reason you came back to Iran was because of your spouse's death, and that you couldn't live in a foreign country without her. Is that right?
Well, look at me, thinking you attorneys are like us doctors in keeping secrets. And would you look who I put my trust in?
Don't say that, Doctor. After all, I'm not a stranger. I'm your attorney. And also, the procedures that have to be followed in your case have nothing to do with my boss's efforts or lack thereof. Your case isn't a simple one at all. Anyhow, this case has come and gone 10 times already. It's gone for review, come back, and it's at this point now, right now. If you're not too impatient, you'll definitely get results.
You've been wasting my time with these words for 2 years, ma'am.
What are you saying, Doctor? We attorneys are like you, doctors. We have to give hope to our clients, even if they're in really bad shape. Otherwise, they'll think we don't know what we're doing.
So just say that, please. You should have said that from the start. please, ma'am, have something to eat.
Sure. Excuse me, Doctor. Those CDs, are they video or music?
No, they're all music. Anyhow, that's nothing. That's just a small part of it. In those shelves, it's all full of music.
How nice.
Do you have an affinity for music?
Just to listen to it. But it's my brother's profession.
You mean he studied music?
Study? Well, yes. He went to the music academy for a couple of years. Right now, he's in a band with some of his friends. Sometimes, for lack of anything better, they perform in weddings and parties.
Well, if you think he'd like it, you're welcome to take some of them for him. There's all kinds of music there. You just have to promise to bring them back, that's all.
I promise. Thank you. He'll be really happy when he finds out.
Hello, we're not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call. Hello? Father, dear? You're not home. Pick up the phone. Father, if you can hear me, please pick up the phone.
I'm really sorry, but why didn't you answer?
Last night, Nasser called.
What should I say?
He didn't sleep all night.
As soon as they hear my voice, they'll know that I'm not doing
it. I'll call back in 1 hour if you don't.
I'm afraid they'll go ahead and buy tickets and fly here.
I'll buy a ticket and come there.
With all the problems they've got, I'll just be a burden for them.
And I'm not kidding. Goodbye. Thank you for calling.
Your children are lucky. They've got a great father.
You must also have a great father to have raised such a wise and clever girl like yourself.
Yes. I didn't bring a glass, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. By the way, there's a young man who insists that he can solve the problem with the title to the land. He says he's got a buyer as well. He says he just wants 60% of the money for the land for himself. I put his name and number by the telephone. Would you tell Nikar, if he's trustworthy, I'm ready to change my mind about following up on the matter?
All right, I'll tell him about it, but I already know his answer. You shouldn't listen to these things. They're all traps. Excuse me. Hello, Mr. Nikar? Yes. No, I'm still here with the doctor. He sends his regards.
Send my regards.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to the time. Sure. Sure. I'll be there right away. Goodbye.
Excuse me, sir. Did you need something?
Is this the house of Miss Firuzan Far by any chance?
If you need to see her, you'd better come back in the afternoon. At this time of day, she's usually at school.
At school?
Yes. Are you a relative of hers?
I'm someone she knows.
As far as I know, Fatima didn't have anyone, and was always alone.
Well, I'm her stepbrother. If you don't mind, could you please give me the address to the school?
Uh-huh. Well, you should have said that from the start. At the end of this street, if you take a right, after the intersection, there's a public boys' school. That's where Fatima works.
Thank you. It was very kind of you.
No problem.
One rectangle is a little bit bigger. If this one's length is 5, then what is this one's length?
10.
Good job. If this one's height is 3, then what's this
3.
One?
3.
Good job. What way is there to figure out the perimeter? Go ahead, tell me.
We add up 5 plus 5 and add 3 plus 3 and it's 16.
Good job. 5 plus 5 equals?
10.
And 3 plus 3 equals?
6.
And now, what do? You tell me.
We add 5 plus 5, which equals 10. Then we add 3 plus 3, which equals 6. Then we add 10 plus 6, which equals 16.
16, that's right. Now, another way to solve it.
We add up 3 plus 5, which equals 8.
Yes.
Then we multiply 8 times 2, which equals 16.
Good job. We multiply 8 times 2, which equals 16, two ways to solve it, both with the same answer. Very well, kids. Open to page 129. Let me see, kids. Does anyone know why Siavash hasn't come to class today?
Ma'am, permission. Ma'am, we went to get him this morning, but he wasn't there.
Where did he go?
Ma'am, permission. His sister told us that his dad had sent him to work.
Very well. Sit down, dear. Children, right now it has to be important for all of us why Siavash hasn't come. Any day that one of you doesn't come to class, it has to be important for the rest of you where he is and what he's doing. We all have to take care of each other and know how each other is doing. Ismail did a very nice thing by going after his friend. We should all do these things. Very well. A positive mark for Ismail and a round of applause for him as well. I will be back in 2 hours. Thanks. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، حوثهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی‌عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسا مثل حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میافته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه. فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آن